Yeah, it really doesn't make a lot of sense that the microphone doesn't tell us when it starts.
I know, but it looks like it's starting. I see numbers. And
yeah.
They're going up.
So I'd say that we're at 10, 12 seconds, and we're going.
Yeah,
we're rolling.
We have 30 minutes.
We have 30 minutes to cover some topics. We were hoping to be, again, I'll apologize. We were hoping to be on film. But it takes 24 hours on
YouTube. Yeah. Is that film?
Yeah, I have like the, I was going to dip it and everything.
Okay.
Like the whole.
Yeah. And I was going to cut it and tape it together.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to get a reel. And
I think.
And then we could.
What if we only distributed our podcast that way? Like you had to buy a reel and we would like ship it to you in a package.
Yeah. And it would be a dyslexic film projector.
Yeah. And you had to buy the projector, you had to buy the film, everything.
Directions wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Do you know how we felt?
Exactly. We would write all the directions.
Yes. Well, actually, I write pretty good directions.
Oh.
I'm just saying, like, the way some people write directions, you're like, I don't even look at this.
Right.
I'm going to figure it out myself.
I'm bad at that.
You like that?
I do that.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, but I'll miss Lego pieces for sure.
Yes.
Like, if I'll put, like, together Buckingham Palace, and it'll look like Buckingham Palace, but I'll have a few pieces. A
couple pieces left.
Because I'm like, I think that I design it more efficiently than the Lego people do.
Like
I'm like, you didn't need these little
things. British, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to design.
I don't mean the original Buckingham
Romans,
Palace.
Maybe.
Yeah. And the British, I mean.
Oh, we got. That's the last time we bring.
That's why we have no audience in here. That's the mimes
well,
are the best of audience.
I say that, and now my phone's probably going to ring or something, so I'm going
to
turn it off.
Yeah, I need to check mine too.
Yeah, at least we're not getting dinged by your email anymore, so that's good.
Yeah, that was good last time. Did you hear that on
there?
Yeah, wasn't
doing
it.
It
was loud.
Sounded great. But yeah, the sound quality is much better, so
yeah,
I was happy about that. So there's a couple things I wanted to talk about today. One.
Cool.
Is I listened to our podcast. It sounds great, and you need to keep touching that thing. Don't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But we both skipped the test of the numbers, and so what I asked Christy to do today while we were driving back from Indianapolis, don't check it. You just click on it. Is to actually. I'm gonna start bleeding. That's why I'm a first aid kit.
Explain to them what keeps happening.
Okay,
to you
so we are projecting or
podcasting.
That was tough.
Yeah, so we're podcasting from an old door, and there's a big hinge piece here
that is very removable.
I'm gonna bring a screwdriver. I can't do it with my pocket knife. It's gonna need a hammer and a screwdriver.
What's funny is like I could have very easily removed it
but
in the past week, but no.
But it's so funny watching me bleed.
It is, and like, and you can if you are having a problem with it, you can remove it.
I know,
it's your side of the table.
Yes. My side. I signed it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's my rabbit.
But
okay.
I just wanted to give a little background on what just happened.
Yes. Okay. So we both skipped the one part in the Made by Dyslexia, the test where I had the numbers. We're like, oh, yeah, we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So as we left, Christy had taken the test, remember? And they were like, yeah, you're probably not dyslexic.
Yeah. Which we think.
Most likely. And so she was like, oh, yeah, I got it. Like, no problem. I looked at it 3 times. I knew it. So what I thought we could do is actually look at it 3 times. You have a piece of paper.
Okay.
And a pen.
Oh, when did this get in front of me?
Yeah.
When did you get this pen and piece of paper in front of me?
You know, I'm part ninja.
Did you?
Yeah.
I told you to stop coming to my house.
My grandmother was
a
ninja princess.
We talked about this.
And she left with a white guy.
I get you're making a joke, but I told you. I told you I don't want you coming in here anymore without me being around.
So anyway.
Okay.
I had Christy screenshot it, so we didn't have to go through the whole painful purple whitey thing. So, and with the weird font, with the crazy F. So what we wanted to do was have a screenshot so that we could both look at it at the same time.
Okay.
I did not look at it. She did. She sent it to me via text, and I have it here on my phone. So I want us to look at it 3 times and then do what it says. I think it says write it backwards, but
does it write it backwards?
But then I want to look at it backwards, so I feel like that's kind of cheating. That's like once you read the directions,
then
you read it. You know
I feel
what
like
I mean?
That's fair.
It should have been like
it's not
look
fair?
At these numbers
okay.
3 times, hit next,
and
what
then
the numbers backwards. You know what I mean? That would have been a better way to construct.
Because this way you
test.
Can cheat it,
right? And I'm gonna try not to cheat it. Because you did you cheat it? Did you go backwards? Okay, she did not.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
All right. Yep.
All right.
How much time do I have to look at it?
How long did you look at it? Let's talk to the neurotypical person.
3 minutes, maybe.
Wow, that's a long time.
See, that feels like a
maybe
long time.
Maybe not. Like, no, I just went one, left to right, one time, left to right, one time, but very deliberately, left to right, third time, Then I shut my eyes and recited it, which is what it says to do.
Okay.
Backward.
I think, yeah, it says to, like, read it, like, three times
or so. You actually
read
the directions. Okay.
Yes.
That's a good start.
Okay. I saw look at it, and I was like, yeah. Okay. You ready?
All right. Yep. All right.
We're looking at here.
Okay.
There we go. That's one time. Ready? Second time? Right. That's two times. Third time, a little slower. Okay, now close your eyes and recite them backwards. I'm not going to close my eyes because we want to test it. So let's write them backwards. This is really exciting podcasting material, I know, guys, but...
Can you watch us writing this?
I have no idea what I'm doing anymore. That's all I remember.
I have 21 blank, blank. Maybe another blank. I'm not sure how many numbers.
So here's a
14 and then six.
It's one, two.
Oof, rough.
So I got the one, and then I got the 3-3, and then I got a 5, but then I put 6 and it's 1, and then I thought the last number was 7. I could have swore, but it's not.
I thought the first number was six.
Any of this. So
it was what was the first number?
The first number. Ooh. Was 6.
Oh,
the last number was 1.
I did it right. Okay.
Did you get the last number was 1?
Or the last number 21?
The last number was... Oh, is that 21?
Yeah, it's
okay,
21.
I'm not reading like that.
So I got the...
That would have been easier.
See, so I got the last... It's less numbers than you think it is.
Yeah, I thought...
See, it's
I thought the
six.
Spacing was weird. I thought it's just bad kerning.
You assumed, before assuming they were just normal numbers,
well,
you assumed
look
it was
at
bad
how it's
kerning.
Designed. Anyone who chooses that font and chooses this color obviously doesn't know how to kern. Like,
I mean, I like
that's obvious.
I like kerning just as much as the next guy.
Oh, my wife says people might not know what kerning is. So kerning is the space between letters.
You can grow it in the ground and eat it too.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, kernels of kern.
Yeah, kernels of kern.
If you want a lot of space, so you need like a couple acres.
Yeah, that's what I figured. People do it.
And letting is the space between lines.
So that's when you like
double
the
space
corn.
And then single space.
I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, no, we're not.
What about tab?
Tab
is that
a like tab is just indent? A preset indent, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Indent
oh, yeah,
is different than a kern.
Oh, yeah, a kern is a space between letters in the same word,
right?
Or it could be different words. I mean, you can kern the words together,
so so it was only 5 numbers.
Yeah, I just thought it was really bad kerning. Okay,
yeah,
my
it
bad.
Was only 5 numbers, which may have made it easier for you.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think
no.
so? No,
no, because my students laugh at me because I'll be like, you know, this
9.
Like, is it
what?
9 numbers.
What are you talking about?
Nine numbers. But
it's
collection.
Christy,
numbers,
what do you
like
know?
47, 33. That's what he's saying.
No, it's only, yeah. I'm saying it's collecting a collection
like
of numbers.
33 is one number.
6, 47, 15,
33, 21. I did not do it like that in my
that's,
head.
Oh. That has to be what it is.
No.
No,
I mean, technically it's 6,
I
4,
did,
7,
I
1, 5, 3, 3, 2, 1.
I memorized the numbers individually.
Oh, that, okay. Whew. Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. See, you've clustered them. I thought that.
See, I started right then because I put, well, technically I wouldn't have because it would be 1, 2, but I put 21, which I think is right.
I totally memorized them as individual digits.
Oh, that's 9 digits.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was trying to do just now.
That's 9 digits.
And I got more than you did, though.
Technically, depending on how
you
look at it.
3, I got the 7 or whatever. I got something. I know I got more.
You got 56 in there, too.
I win.
56 is not in there. You may have gotten you may
a
have
5
gotten,
and a 6.
Yeah, 5's in the very beginning and 6 is in the middle. Anyway,
right,
we'll post
a
picture of that somewhere. You want to do that on Twitter? Post a picture
of our test results?
No, not our results. Post a picture
and
of what the numbers were.
To our Gmail, which we have a Gmail actually.
Yes.
It's untieddyslexicsplural@gmail.com. So not plural, the word plural. I mean dyslexics plural. As in more than one dyslexic.
That would be amazing if it was dyslexics untied plural.
Yeah, just do that one too, just to be safe.
In case the dyslexics get confused.
Right.
And we don't know.
Untied dyslexics plural.
Yeah.
Why aren't they using
I've been asking them for months.
Tell me it doesn't exist. Yeah.
That's exactly how our listeners sound.
Yeah.
They're like, just stressed out all the time.
Probably. So I wanted to do that. Like live on camera.
I thought it was pretty fun.
It was good. Yeah. And I know it made for the most riveting 30 seconds of podcast history, too.
I think so.
Yeah. Nothing like hearing people write things down. Nothing like that. It's a great feeling. But today, I want to talk about learning languages.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you ever studied languages?
I have not really.
Okay. What do you mean by really? Like fake? Like right. Pretend languages? So like fake Latin or something?
Right. So I am fluent in Klingon. No, oh. No, no. I do well in like immersion language learning. Like okay. When I was in Guatemala, it really wasn't that hard for me to remember what words meant. Right. And like I could have conversations with people poorly for like someone who had just gotten there, mm-hmm. but I could get around
right.
pretty quickly. But if I like try to like, you know.
Have you ever formally studied though?
I've taken a Spanish class.
Okay.
In high school.
How'd that go?
It went. So what was funny is the speaking was not that challenging at all. Like I didn't find it hard to learn what words were, what right. they meant, how you pronounce them actually right. wasn't that difficult to me. Cause it depends on the language. So like this was Spanish. Yeah. So phonetically it's spelled a lot like it sounded yeah. in a lot of circumstances.
Can you roll your R's?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people can.
But it's like, it was very difficult to like, just, it was difficult to write and do things of that nature, just like it was in regular
right.
English.
Yeah, that's the thing. I studied Latin and Spanish in high school, and I studied Greek in college and German in my PhD.
Yeah.
So I studied a bunch, and what I was struggled with was like when you had to write things down and yeah. grade your spelling.
Well, that's what happens to you on what's the app that you use?
Yeah, Duolingo. So yeah. like I had a 1800 day streak, something like that. And then I the sentences were getting really long, so it would just give me an English sentence and ask me to translate it into German. And so I was translating it, but I'd inevitably misspell a word, and then I would get it wrong. So then I would write it down. And poor Christy, she's like, I have tons of papers in my office of like with me when I wrote all these things down, and I would write the whole sentence down so I could spell it correctly.
Yeah.
But inevitably I would have misspelled the word when I wrote it down, and then I would get it wrong again. And so that was really hard.
Do you think
you get it really frustrated? So that I just quit.
Well, you think you get it right if it was set up differently?
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah. Okay. Cause yeah. like if it wasn't, so you think that that app could be a little more, I mean, obviously that's free, right?
It's free. There is a paid version.
Okay.
It's owned by Pearson and.
It's owned by Pearson.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. They bought it. Yeah. It was free. It was designed by somebody who wanted to translate the internet into every language.
Really?
And so he figured if he designed a language learning app, then those who are advanced could translate the languages. And then if like, it would be like cloud sourcing. So
okay.
if 20 of their best language users agreed that this is how to translate that sentence, then it would become the sentence in like Wikipedia Portuguese mm. or something like that. Because most of the internet is in English still. And so that was his goal. But he got that up by Pearson. I don't know if they still do that.
You'd think they would dive in and say, you know, we need to make this a little more. And maybe that's, have you done like Rosetta Stone or anything?
I haven't. There's Babbel like and Rosetta Stone, which are the main ones, but you have to pay for those.
Right. Rosetta Stone's pricey,
I don't know if it still is.
I don't even know if it's honestly around. I just remember seeing
it. It is still there. I just checked okay. just now.
Okay.
So Babbel and Rosetta Stone are still around, but they're paid. And so what I thought might be good to go through are like some free apps that I use
yeah.
that are helpful.
Yeah.
And talk about like the pros and cons of those.
Right.
So I quit Duolingo German, but I was like, I don't know, level 5, which is like the highest level in many of them, and like level 3 in the rest.
Right.
So I was slowly trying to get to level 5. I quit because of the spelling and because it was like really stressing me out. Like,
and you were like, I don't have to do this.
Well, and the thing is too, man, like they give you what three or five tries. It used to be 3 tries. And after you lose your 3 hearts, you have to buy more hearts or you go to your earned hearts and cash those in, but then you have to start again.
So it, became very, you know, 3 steps forward.
What would they call it? Punitive? You know, you better get this right. Or so then you're on your last heart. Don't mess up. You're going to lose your streak. You know, that kind of thing.
Right. And it became, and that's, your brain doesn't like that either.
I don't like that. Yeah. And I don't have like a half an hour to spend on this app. You know,
right.
I just want to get in, spend a get few my minutes. Stuff.
Well, that's how you would start it. I remember you telling me when you started, you're like, I'm going to do it. When I told Bridget, I was like, we're going to learn. I don't remember when this was. I always have ideas. But I was like, we're going to do this like every morning for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to do the app. We never did. And I, because I think I probably would have ended up in the same place you were and been like,
oh. Yeah.
But did you learn it? So do you, like, you know, conversationally feel comfortable German?
Yeah, ich spreche nur ein bisschen Deutsch. I mean, I can, like, if I'm there and immersed, like you're saying, it comes back quickly, but my recall is not that good.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be in that environment. And so when I was in Madrid, my Spanish came back to me pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful Spanish. And so I was able to walk around and order food and find out where everything was. But it takes a little bit of time to do that. So Duolingo, I'm on it. I'm back on it now. And I kind of mad that I lost my streak because I just maybe like quit too, you know, quickly because I was mad at the German. But you can switch to different languages in Duolingo. So now I'm doing Italian in Duolingo.
Oh, okay.
And that's been really fun. I did this app called Italian.
Yeah.
And I did that for a while. And the reason I'm learning Italian is they say it's the most dyslexic friendly language to
really?
Learn. Yes, because there's only so many ways you can spell words.
Right. Instead of being like
a thousand ways to spell or sounds that come together in English,
right.
Might be only 40.
Well, that's the language. That's the language I wanted to learn was Italian.
Yeah.
Because I thought that it would flow the best, honestly. Like when I listen to it and realize what it means, like I'm like, oh, that.
Yeah.
Works.
And
if
Italian.
You look at Italian.
And Italian, man, Italy has like the most amazing food. Like you don't go to the gas station and buy food, and it'll blow your mind.
What?
Like, it's really good. Like every cheap food there is to die for. It's
I have to go there.
The best. Yeah, you got to go. So. There's an app called Italian that I tried, but it's more kind of like flashcards kind of thing, and you have to like spell things, and that's okay. So on my clipboard, I have all the right spelling so that when I get to that level, I can spell the words right and move on to the next section, you know, that kind of thing. But I don't use that anymore. I use Duolingo, and that's been really good for that. So I think Duolingo is really good to begin a language.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to start.
See, because I think I want to start it.
Not so much.
Well, and I also think that as, I don't know what the right way to say this is, as you develop into your dyslexia, that you start to see, so like you're a successful intellectual person on paper, right? And not saying that you're not otherwise, I'm just saying that you're on paper, you have,
26 pages.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, you got that. I wonder if
I'm no Harvard scholar.
Right? Yeah. But that I don't think anybody thinks that, Sean.
Right, no. Obviously not.
But my point is, though, I wonder if the tools that you use to kind of work within dyslexia maybe makes you want to go back and retry things, right? So, like, I look at language, I look at spelling, I look at math, and I'm like, I can't do that. You know, there's no way that I can learn to do that. I barely got through English.
Right.
But I also look back at it and say, well, now I have all these tools and now I know what I can't, like how my brain kind of works better as you get older. And I wonder if you feel that with like, whereas before we dyslexics would kind of avoid things and be like, oh, we can get around this, we can get around that and kind of keep advancing. Now we're like, you understand what I'm saying? Now we can go back and say, oh, I can try to learn how to do this. Like,
try it again. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know.
On my own pace.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I don't take. I could take free classes at Bellarmine. You know,
of course.
But they're going to grade my spelling.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't need to do that.
I don't really need to do that. Like, that would be frustrating. I just want to speak it.
But I guess it. I feel. I agree. I guess I say, and I'm just kind of thinking this out loud. I guess I say I couldn't do these things. Like, oh, I wouldn't be good at learning Spanish. I wouldn't be good at learning Italian. But then I'm like, oh well. But I've done these other things.
Yeah, you give it a shot.
And I give it. Yeah, and I think that brings more confidence as you maybe get older to maybe some people that are listening.
And
that would be like, there's no way I could do that.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of neuroplasticity too.
Yeah.
I mean, your brain, you know, I'm 50, you're going to be 51 in June. So, you know, like I got to keep my brain, you know, flexible.
Mm-hmm.
Learning a language or learning an instrument is a great way to do that. So that's why I've picked that
learning
up.
An instrument would be cool.
It would be good, but yeah, I've broken both my pinkies. So,
that's tough.
Yeah.
You need those.
Yeah. For many instruments. So another one that I use this for my Spanish. It's Mondly, M-O-N-D-L-Y.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. And that's pretty dyslexic friendly. You usually got to spell one word through that. But there's no like, oh, you got too many wrong. You're a loser. Try again.
There's no morale killers.
By
in
hearts.
That one.
Yeah.
By
no hearts.
By hearts. Because you are heartless.
I'm a heartless dyslexic.
And you're a dumb boy.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, so, and Mondly's got many languages. I just use it for Spanish. I was trying to use Mondly for German and Spanish at the same time, but it was the same theme, mm-hmm. and it was really boring. So I'd learn like at the office in German, then it was at the office in Spanish, and I was like, meh, I want to do something different, you know. Yeah. So if you did 10 languages in Mondly, you would have to do at the office in every single language, and it just gets kind of repetitive.
You're not starting.
It wasn't fun. So, but I have a pretty long streak with Mondly. They don't have, like, Duolingo has this, like, option you can buy, like, oh, it's Christmas and you don't want to do languages? Here, buy a free pass for the day, right? So that you still keep your streak.
Oh.
But Mondly doesn't do that.
So they Mondly's really play like, into the streak thing.
If it's Christmas, you better freaking study Spanish anyway. Because it's Christmas.
Because it's Christmas. Oh. Yeah, who cares?
Right? Yeah, so they're pretty strict about that.
So you think it would be better designed if it wasn't playing into, like, the social media thing where it's, like, scroll, 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 or click, 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 or points, 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 or gang, gang, gang? Like, do you think that would be a better design if it took away the
progression
incentives?
I mean,
or do you kind of...
They all encourage you to share their results and everything like that. I never do.
Right.
I think Duolingo's designed more for someone who's like competitive and wants to do things. Mondly is just kind of like a real simple, like, I don't know.
Can you turn off the writing portion in any of them?
No, I wish you could. Like, if Duolingo had like a don't grade my spelling option.
Yeah.
They all have like, I can't talk now, which I like that.
Okay.
Especially we had guests and like, you know, we have thin walls and I'm like, I don't want to talk. I don't want to wake somebody up. So I would just say, can't talk.
So you think that would be an easy setting to make? Where you
can't
still see...
spell now.
Yeah.
Ever.
I can't spell now or at any point in time.
Maybe.
But it still gives you the added benefit of seeing the word, right? So like, because I understand the idea that like you need to see how it's spelled.
Yeah, because you're going to read a sign. You're going to read a menu. You're going to see like, do not enter radioactive room
exactly.
or something. Like,
I
want to know
right.
what it looks like. Yeah.
But you would think it would just be a simple little click, like, kind of like putting a handicap on a video game or something, like I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like when you play bots, you're like, oh, I want to make this one easy.
I wish
this one harder.
Maybe they do now, but they didn't when I signed up. I've been Duolingo user for, oh, goodness, I don't know.
Long time.
10 years or so, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it's been a long time.
I bet, I would venture to say the Rosetta Stone or something like that you could do.
I probably could.
It seems much more school.
Or Babbel. But it's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another app that I've enjoyed. It's called Drops. Like you drop something, drops. Huh. And I'm doing that for my German now. And that's really fun. It's really good. I love the music. There's something about like Duolingo sounds that are so old. Like I just kind of figured like it's all stale and old. It's kind of like the bell that rings at school kind of.
Oh, right.
Yeah, whatever. But Drops has done a good job of like constantly, they just added new sounds and I don't know. It's just something about that to me was soothing.
Makes
and
you
I
connect
enjoy,
to
like
it more.
It's very visual.
Yeah.
So you drag the word to the image, which is cool.
It's kind of cool. It was in Spanish.
Try it Drops. Try it in Spanish. I'm doing German, but you drag to the image. But there's some things that are confusing. Like it's someone holding up a card, and it'll say, you know, do you have a postcard? Do you sell postcards? But then there's another person of a person holding up a card. It's like, do you take credit cards? And so, like, you have to look really closely at the little details, and if you see, like, it looks kind of like a postcard with a little square, you're like, oh, that's a postcard.
Now,
if you do it quickly, you'll get it wrong, but you can get as many wrong as you want. They won't, tell you to stop. You get 5 minutes.
Okay.
And it's, I like that, because I'm like,
that's what you
hey,
need.
I have 5 minutes. I'm here. I parked my car. I'm waiting for my kids to get out of class.
I can pop through this.
I can just
kind
of go through drops and just do 5 minutes.
And you're not
going
to be screaming by the time you're getting through the car because you lost all of your...
I lost all my heart.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a heartless.
You're a heartless person.
Right. So,
and they're like, what's wrong, Dad? And you're like, I'm heartless.
Yeah, I have no hearts left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I died.
That's a great way to get out of school. Yeah. for kids.
Oh, they love that.
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
So drops helps. I do enjoy that. You should try that.
I think Spanish
would be good.
I would,
out and about doing sales.
I would love to learn Spanish. I just haven't thought that it's something I could do just because there's stuff that I guess back to my previous points, like there's stuff that I've turned off as like, oh, this is something that you can do, right? Like this is something like your multiplication tables.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not that I need them, but that's just an example. Like, it's not something that I can do.
I don't care either.
Yeah. Well,
I don't have the motivation.
But I think that even if I did on some things that previously I'd be like, I can't do it at all. Like, I know I can't do this, which I went through Bellarmine.
Like left and right.
Yeah.
Can't do that either, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So unless I can do the hand thing though.
That doesn't make it. I can, you know, I was taught to pledge allegiance.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a 70s kid. We all pledged.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
we all pledged.
But
you're the fraternity of the United States.
Right or left, right or left. I already missed my turn. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's, did I ever talk about that? Like,
I think probably.
Christy, yeah. We invented toward me, toward you.
Yeah.
Because then like, you, I know where I am.
Because then it's more practical.
I know where she is.
You use,
I don't
you
know
and her as the center. But you know, you two are just the center of each other's world. That's what that says.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
We compliment
That's a
other.
Sweet way to design the world around yourselves.
Okay, to clarify.
We have 5 minutes.
To clarify, when we're driving, I will say turn toward me or turn toward you.
Mm-hmm.
With you being left, me being right.
I don't know what that means. But
the
yes,
second part doesn't.
Toward me, toward you makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. And what else you said was, I don't think that was even English.
What do you do on your scooter? That seems dangerous to not know. Or do you just go?
Oh, I just memorize.
You just memorize.
Yeah, I can memorize locations pretty easy.
And are you?
And I'm
so,
good with north, south, and all that.
Yeah, you said the north, south thing. I think that's absolutely insane.
I can look at the sun and tell you. Oh yeah, it's this way.
That's insane. What are you, like a pilgrim?
Yeah, I'm descended by a pirate, actually. Not really.
That's
but
I bet
ship captain
has to be.
I still have
the stars,
the periscope thing.
What the captain used to be like.
Land ho! In America. Yeah, I still have it. Ship captain.
Well.
Yeah.
You
and
find
got
out
robbed
on,
by pirates in the Keys.
You find that out on Ancestry?
No, my dad.
Oh.
And then his
dad.
Family, and it was passed down.
And then his
dad. Pretty cool.
That dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, we don't have much time. I want to talk about one more app.
Okay, one more app.
So,
throw it out there.
Just because I hate my brain, I'm trying to learn Japanese characters.
Mm.
I was like, I just want to try to learn a different alphabet entirely, just to see if I can do it. And so I downloaded an app called Bunpo, B-U-N-P-O, and that's been really fun.
Bunpo?
Bunpo. I don't know. It might mean something in Japanese, but I love Japanese culture. I study Japanese martial arts. I speak a little Japanese and love eating with chopsticks. I eat everything with chopsticks.
I used to be able to do that.
Like Cheetos. If you don't want to get stuff on your computer keyboard, eat with chopsticks. Because you can eat and still type.
Yeah.
And not have to, like,
you don't have to. But the Cheetle is the best part of Cheetos.
Right.
Anyway,
no.
That's a
no.
Sort of different
conversation. Yeah, we could, that's a whole other podcast.
Lick your fingers, you know?
No. No. So Bunpo is slowly teaching me that. And it's been really interesting for me doing that because these letters look nothing like the sounds, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to memorize. So that's been fun. I've been going through it. I do that when I'm waiting for everyone to be ready for school. So I just sit at the couch and instead of going, come on, let's get ready to go, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
I just get on my app and I'm playing with the Japanese characters.
That's a good.
And that's good too. It'll be like, oh yeah, you totally failed.
Yeah.
Try again.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, sure. I can
do it.
I'm fine with failure as long as I get another chance.
Yeah. Give me another chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all we're asking for.
That. I think that's a good, like, dyslexic slogan. Just give us another chance.
Give me another chance.
That's all we're asking for.
Oh, yeah. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. I'll get there.
Oh, yeah.
But I just don't know
and
how.
And I'll do it better than you ever did.
I got to figure out how you want me to do it.
Right.
That's it's not I have to figure out how to do it. It's I need to figure out how you want me to do
yes.
it.
Yes. That's education. But I don't think that's the world. Right? I think the world is, can you get it done?
Yeah. Well, and that's why
like, how the heck did you do it?
That's why I like my job.
It this way.
Because they're like. They're like, just
do
it.
Just
sell.
Get the numbers.
Yeah, get the number.
And
get
you win.
This number and you win. And if you keep doing that,
you
can do whatever you want.
Do it ethically.
And it's
please.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
It. Just
do it ethically or don't let us know that you don't do it ethically. That's really.
That's American.
That's the American. That's American. That's a conversation for.
That's another podcast.
Yeah, that's another. I was going to say, that's a conversation for never because, you know, work for the Fortune 500. So,
right. No.
Don't.
No.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well.
Well, yeah, I think we're good. That's cool. I like that.
Learn
that was
languages.
Fun.
Yeah,
learn
try,
languages.
Try drops, see if you like it.
I'm going to take a picture of that paper.
Are, okay.
And I'll just go through them and try some.
Yeah. The drops, they will have some spelling, and I can spell good in German.
Yeah.
Not great, but good. Not good enough for Duolingo, but good enough for drops. So you'll have ones where they're going to try to get you to spell.
Yeah.
Just like misspell it. And then it goes like, try the next
and
one.
Because like,
you're 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't matter. And I like that. You get five minutes, whether you get them all right or get them all wrong. I don't care.
That's a chill attitude.
Yeah, I like that. You
I
just get 5 minutes.
Everybody,
drops
just
time.
Just take five
just
minutes
drops
of drops
time.
Time. It's just drops time.
5 minutes.
I'm going to say that for regular chill. Like, everybody, drops
five,
time.
Drops time.
It's drop time. It's drop time. All right, everybody, that was drops times. We're going to
drop.
We're going to drop it.
Before we hit 30 minutes.
All right, bye.
See ya.